Lenten Journey, Day 7, Expulsion from Paradise. Unique to the Armenian Church is the practice of naming each and every Sunday of Lent with a unique and special name. This Sunday is called the Sunday of Expulsion. We are reminded of how sin enters into our lives and prevents us from experiencing the best of life and God's fullness. Especially in the Armenian churches, you notice the draped altar, a curtain in front of the altar, as a reminder of what prevents us from seeing the fullness of God. We call that sin, missing the mark. It is the obstacle which prevents us from experiencing, living the fullness of paradise, the fullness of life with God, of a life full of love, peace, and happiness. That sin is avoidable, but is very much a part of life. Do not make the mistake of believing that because sin is in your life, that paradise is lost. Sin is merely a reminder that we are human, that we are not God. Only God is without sin. By definition, God is love, and love cannot be sin. Love cannot be that barrier between us and paradise. Love is pure. And so, when you look at life, when you look at your sins, see them as opportunities of obstacles to overcome in your life. Expulsion Sunday is a reminder that we were created in paradise, that God gives us paradise and He wants us to be in complete union with His awesome love. In that paradise, much like Adam and Eve, we choose to go against His will. In other words, we seek the fruit of knowledge of good and evil to become like God. God gives us one set of instructions, we opt and we choose for another. God tells us, love one another, and we say not everyone. God tells us to care for one another, and we say only to those who give something in return. God says, love your neighbors as yourself. We build bombs, stockpile weapons. God says, value the family. And we say, I'll bring the work home to take away time from the family. God says, value life. But we say, the dollar buys more. God says, enjoy your life. And we define that enjoyment by all kinds of abuses to our body and our lifestyle. God says, take care of this world. And we says, who cares? Cut down the rainforest. Let's pollute the environment. Let's abuse it. God says, worship me. And we say, I have better things to do. God says, know me. And we say, there's no profit in it. You see, the sin of Adam and Eve is to exert their will above the will of God. And every time we do the same in our life, we feel the sin, the problem of separation from God. During the Lenten season, we have this opportunity to take an inventory, to look at our life, to look at the sins that are in our lives. If you break them down, you'll find that each and every one of them are related to us exerting our will in a way that is out of sync with God's will. Find that will that is speaking to you. You'll find it no further than the love that He has placed in your heart. Meditate and pray, and know that that love can conquer all of the difficulties, including the greatest sins that are before you. Let us now pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali, the prayer of the fifth hour. Spirit of God, true God, who descended into the Jordan and into the upper chamber, and who enlightened me by baptism in the holy font, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Cleanse me with your divine fire as you purified the holy apostles with fiery tongues. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Vasque, and looking forward to taking the next step in this Lenten journey with you tomorrow. Until then, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, instructionals, as well as recipes for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic use.